What is grief? Grief is a deep emotional experience when it comes to loss. This can be feeling sadness, pain, whether you've lost a family member, any type of loved one, a friend, a romantic relationship. Grief can be triggered by so many things. But the power of grief can be interpreted in many different ways. After the recent loss of my mother in a tragic car accident, I have recently understood the depths and the pain and the understanding of what it means to grieve for a loved one. As children, we always say we don't want to have to bury our parents. But a parent never wants to have to bury their child. The relationship that parents and children have is like no other. And when one experiences the loss of a parent or a child or any loved one, wife, husband, sister, brother, when you experience the loss of someone, that is deeply embedded into your spirit. Here on Nourish Thy Spirit, that is what we want to do. We want to dive into thy spirit. You are listening to Yasby Barnes on Nourish Thy Spirit. After the recent loss of my mother, I have come to understand what it means to cry so deeply that not a sound is heard. No oxygen is given to your brain, your heart, your veins. The world becomes dark, and the only solace that you can imagine is that the person that you have lost, that you can no longer hold, that you can no longer see, is not in pain, and they are on a level of which you don't want to share. When we speak of grief, we often think of sadness because that's what it feels. It is heavy on one's heart, and your spirit is forever changed. I can now speak about my own personal loss of losing my mother. Several years ago, 10 years ago, I lost my biological father. And it was painful. But there is nothing as painful as losing a parent that you are so deeply close with. The hurt that I feel, I know that many have felt the world over, and it is now an experience that you are connected with losing someone that you love so deeply. There are counseling and support groups that share the experience of losing a loved one, a parent, or a child. And that is a connection that you have within your spirit that you carry with you for the rest of your life. Again, the world that you see is now changed due to the power of grief. I have a pain in my heart, in my spirit, so deep, and I know that it will not heal. But every day, every hour, every minute, every second that I experience that grief, I also want to experience the love and the cherished memories, the life that my mother had, the life that my mother shared with me, her child. The power of grief can open your eyes to a new life without that person. Nothing can fill that dent, that hole. It is forever changed in your spirit. When I look at the world, I may ask questions, why her? Why did at that moment, why was she plucked from this earth? And then if you are a believer of any faith, you know that you are not in control, and the power of grief can overtake your soul, your spirit, and your mind. So as I reflect on just a recent tragic experience, what I now know is the power of grief is an awakening of your spirit in a new light. My heart is heavy, my heart hurts, and I am forever changed. But the world that I was able to look at with my mother and experiencing the love and the joy and the memories, the celebration of life that we had together as a family will be there forever. It is enshrined in my heart, in my mind, and in the world around me. The power of grief can be healing. The sadness, the pain, the ending of that mother-daughter relationship has reshaped my heart. It is not a weakness, but a testament to the depth and love that you can share between individuals, whether it is your parent, a spouse, a child, a friend, and that affects you for the rest of your existence. But when you acknowledge that you have that pain and that it hurts, your spirit not just heals, but can be soothed that this person is still with you. They just have changed. I can't hold her hand. I cannot give her a hug. I cannot share that secret joke or that giggle or our favorite restaurant. But the power of grief will now take me to enjoy every piece of life and know that I am sharing that experience of my life with that loved one. So if you have lost, if you have experienced any loss of a friend, a loved one of any kind, a parent, a child, a spouse, you will take that grief with you, but you will also take the love, not just the memory. So your heart is split with pain and love that you have. That is what I want to take away from the meaning of the power of grief. It is a shared experience of love and pain, and it is healing. It is a road to recovery. The power of grief will stay with me forevermore. I am proud to be a daughter that will continue to thrive and to nourish my spirit, to love my family, and to share in the love that my mother gave me to the world. I will not sit in my sadness, but I will use that grief to recover and to thrive in this world and to nourish my spirit every day in any way that I am humanly possible. Nourish your spirit, love yourselves, love and love and love some more. That is the power of grief. It shows you the power, the love, and I never want to let go of that. Again, you are listening to Nourish Thy Spirit with Yasmin Barnes, and I want to remind us all to nourish our spirit with everything that love can give.